In this bulletin, the Labor Party maintains pressure on Gladys Liu over her links to China. Scotland's High Court rules Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament to be unlawful. And Australia has advanced to the Basketball World Cup semi-finals with a win over the Czech Republic. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Chakamelos. The Labor Party is maintaining pressure on Gladys Liu over her links with Chinese figures. The member for Chisholm released a statement yesterday saying she's cut ties with some Chinese organisations and claims others have been using her name without her knowledge. She's been under pressure after a TV interview where she initially said she couldn't recall being part of two Chinese government-linked propaganda organisations. Labor is trying to link her situation to a series of reports about questionable donations to the Liberals. And the ABC's reporting the Australian Security and Intelligence Organisation advised then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull not to attend a 2018 fundraising dinner Ms Liu was involved in. Labor's legal affairs spokesman Mark Dreyfus says Gladys Liu and Scott Morrison need to be held to account.
This is a serious matter. It goes to whether or not the member for Chisholm is a fit and proper person to occupy the government benches which she is presently occupying. And it's a matter that we should also be hearing from the Prime Minister of this country.
Scott Morrison says Gladys Liu gave a clumsy interview and now Labor is trying to smear her.
Gladys Liu has given a clumsy interview. That's all that's happened here. There is no credible suggestion of any inappropriate behaviour in relation to Gladys Liu. What we're left with is just a grubby smear by the Labor Party, who is in one of their most desperate hours, unable to explain their position on anything. And so they've gone after a Chinese-Australian woman, the first so elected into this parliament. They should be celebrating her election, not attacking
it. An Australian couple being held in Iran have been released. Perth couple Mark Firkin and Jolly King had been travelling and blogging about their adventures when they were detained in Iran. A third Australian is also being held in Iran. She's an academic who's been lecturing at an Australian university before being arrested last year. She's reportedly serving a 10-year sentence after being tried and convicted of unknown charges. The Australian government's travel advisory cautions against travel to Iran because of what it says is a high level of risk, including arbitrary detention or arrest. A British government contingency document references higher food prices, medical supplies and even riots in the streets if the UK leaves the EU without a deal. The contingency plan has been made public after MPs voted for it to be released. It follows a ruling by Scotland's highest civil court that found Boris Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament to be unlawful. A panel of three judges found the Prime Minister was attempting to prevent the UK Parliament from holding the government to account ahead of Brexit. An appeal by the UK government against the ruling will be heard by the Supreme Court in London next week. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says the Scottish court's ruling is significant.
It is a landmark ruling when a court, this time in Scotland, rules that it's unlawful to prorogue Parliament. The issue will now go to the Supreme Court next week. So these are interesting times when courts rule in favour of democracy against a Prime Minister who wants to shut down our democracy.
People have gathered across the United States to commemorate the lives lost in the September 11 terrorist attacks. It's been 18 years since Al-Qaeda hijackers took control of four commercial US planes, crashing them into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania took part in a service at the White House South Lawn. In basketball, the Australian Boomers are preparing for their first World Cup semi-final after defeating the Czech Republic. The Australians overcame their opponents in Shanghai 82-70 with Andrew Bogut playing arguably his best game of the tournament. There will be a rematch against Spain on Friday for a spot in Sunday's final, a team which denied the Boomers bronze at the Rio Olympics. Time to check out the weather. It's sunny in Perth and 25. Fine weather for Adelaide as well, 20. A shower or two in Melbourne, 19. Winds easing in Hobart, 16 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Canberra, 18. Fine weather for Sydney, 23. Much the same for Wollongong. Sunny also in Newcastle at top of 26. The fine weather continues in Brisbane, 25. It's cloudy in Cairns, 27. And it's sunny in Darwin, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.